Radio.
Somebody wants to call on anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be a movie. If you want to, if you got a question about one of the events at the Historical Society, you want to talk about Malabar, history in general, we'll talk about it. We're not glued to anything.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are definitely not glued here at WWGH today because Scott, before you came in, Scott was trying to get a hold of Geraldo.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that. Yeah,
couldn't get through.
Yeah, well,
the phone at Fox News was no longer functioning.
Well, that's not a bad thing. I shouldn't say that.
You're going to get in trouble.
Probably. I read someplace not long ago where Geraldo was living in Cleveland. I didn't know he was living in Cleveland, and Scott said that his wife was from Cleveland, so that was his reason for being there, it's interesting. But
do you remember the old Open the Vault?
I was watching that.
I was too. Yeah. I was so disappointed.
The tension was you could cut it with a knife, you know, and of course they swing the door up and there's nothing there.
Absolutely. Not even the spiders had already left.
I think the silverfish were even all dead in it. But I think that was probably the beginning of the end for Geraldo.
I think it was.
He kind of went downhill after that.
Sure did.
He was real popular there for a while. And if he's listening, sorry about that, Geraldo, but I think that did undo you.
Well, now you said, I mentioned before we went on our break that I had done West Side Story twice, and you said you never did a musical,
were
an actor. So.
Yes, in high school and college, I did dramas and comedies.
Yeah.
Never did a musical. My high school, Logan High School, we never did a musical as long as I was in school there. They probably do them now. I don't think they were quite as popular back in the 60s as later on. It seemed like they gained in popularity for schools. Now, my aunt was a band director, a music teacher at Nelsonville High School.
Oh,
which later became Nelsonville,
very
York.
Very close, yeah.
For 35 years.
That was close to where I live.
They did a lot of musicals.
Yeah,
down there, but I don't think Logan at that time had. We had Al Horsky was our band director at the time, but I don't think Al was into stage musicals. He's more into marching bands. Period.
Well, I'm still Facebook friend with Carl Hurst, who was our music director. Choir director, and he loved doing musicals, but the big problem was, how do you do West Side Story as just a musical? There's so much
dancing. Oh, absolutely.
So he required that all of us, and I was in football at the time, but all of us had to take ballet for a year. And Laura Sabicki was, that wasn't her last name. But anyway, Laura was our dance instructor. I'm still a Facebook friend with her, too. But it really actually helped my football.
Oh, sure. I had heard that a lot of schools coaches gave their football players some ballet more, training.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, because it did help their agility and their movement and
your agility
and your quickness
is much
and
better.
And that, right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You learn to roll a little bit better. You learn to lead
not
a
unusual.
Little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Not unusual. Yeah. Our choir director at the time when I was in high school was a lady by the name of Minnie Bowen. And I think she was older than dirt. So I think that might have been one of the reasons why they never did musicals, because she was too old, really, too old to be thinking along those lines. She was near retirement. And
older than dirt.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
My wife was a dancer. The year before I moved to Valparaiso, she was in Oklahoma, and she was one of the chorus line people. And I've seen pictures of her. She was an excellent dancer. Matter of fact, she went to Butler University in the summer, and Butler is famous for their dance studio.
Oh, sure.
And she went there to learn more dance, and then decided when she went to IU, she was going to switch over to social services. So that's where we are.
Well,
she was a good dancer.
Musicals or music in general have always played a big part of my life. I grew up in a family of musicians. As I mentioned, my one aunt was director of music, band director at Nelsonville, York, and my other aunt had the middle school in Nelsonville. So between the two of them, they had both the middle school and the high school wrapped up for music.
Yeah.
So they were a big part of my life. There were other musicians in my family. My brother was a musician from the time he was old enough to pick up a saxophone. I took piano when I was younger, but my forte was more in singing. Mm-hmm. And so I did a lot of singing, and I still do. My wife and I do a lot of programs at the senior center. She plays the piano, and I sing. I do a lot of big band era type music.
Oh, yeah.
40s.
Yeah.
I like the stuff
Love
from the 40s and stuff, the early 50s. I've sang as Dean Martin before, and of course I have my Elvis character that I do. So I really enjoy singing. My voice is still held up fairly well over the years.
Actually,
so
mine's musicals gotten better.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah, it's a little.
They change a little bit.
Yeah, it has changed.
But of course, I used to be a tenor years ago, which that's all gone.
Yeah.
But music and musicals in general have always been one of my favorite pastimes, my favorite outlets. I can't pass up The Music Man anytime it's on. The one, of course, with Shirley Jones and Robert Preston. If it comes on TV, I've probably seen it 100 times, and I'll be watching it. My wife will say, "Oh my gosh, you're watching that thing again? How many times have you seen that?" I don't know, 100 plus times. But whenever it comes on, I can't not listen to it. I can't not watch it.
Well, you must know the soliloquy then.
I can do.
Almost
I can
do it by heart.
Yeah, just about. I mean, it's one of those fabulous movies. They remade it a few years ago with Matthew Broderick. I like Matthew Broderick. I loved him in Glory, but. And The Music Man, hands down, no good.
Like
nope, he's no Robert Preston. No one can ever recreate the role.
If I start saying, trouble, will you be able to break in?
I probably could.
Well, we did that when I was with my folk trio. We put on what we called back then Hootenannies, and we also did a lot of...
Which was a popular TV show back
was,
in the day.
Yeah, and we did a lot of shows, and every once in a while people would ask us, because Bob Hildreth, who was our tenor, could do the whole soliloquy very well, and they'd ask, and Bob would do it. Now, Bob was a pretty good singer. Uh-huh. He was in the touring group of Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
He was
so you know
good.
He was very good.
Yeah.
Not just pretty good. He was very good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And he still
Well,
is.
The thing about Robert Preston, he kind of talked and sang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't a crooner like Bing Crosby or Frank Sinatra or somebody like that. But his deep voice, his deep baritone voice, and the way he could talk and sing a song, that's what made him so special, I think. And that's what made him so special in the part of The Music Man.
And if you were asked after the performance, you'd say, "Oh, yeah, he sang it all."
No,
he
didn't.
Talking
no,
at all.
He didn't. No, he didn't. No. So that obviously, other than The King and I, that's probably my all-time favorite.
Okay.
I would say.
It's one of my least favorite.
Yeah, really?
But I do like certain bits of it
that
were great.
And of course, Ronnie Howard, who basically got his start in movies, in The Music Man. A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
Of course, he was on Andy Griffith as Opie for
that's
years.
That's what most people know.
And was playing Opie at the time The Music Man was made.
Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't know that. So he was actually working at the Andy Griffith Show and also doing The Music Man.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah. So, but there were, and of course, Hermione Gingold and some of those other people that were in the movie were character actors of the day. And I just think the cast was... They couldn't have cast it any better. I don't think so.
All right. Well, those are your two favorites.
Those are my two favorites.
I only have one favorite, and it's West Side Story.
West Side Story.
Well, but I did it
twice. It's on my list. It's on my list,
Now, I just loved it because I love the music of West Side Story.
Yes.
I love listening to the jazzy sound of the music. Now, some of and my folk trio and Carl Hurst's choir, we all went to... Purdue University and watch a traveling production of West Side Story.
Which was probably a Broadway production.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
And it was that sold us on that show. So it was great fun. We got to go backstage and shake hands. And it was a really famous actor that was doing Riff, but I can't remember his name.
So how about Bye Bye Birdie?
Now,
that's also another one of my favorites.
I've never done Bye Bye Birdie. Now, I do. I've seen it on TV, and I do enjoy listening to portions of it. I don't think I would turn away from another show just to turn that on, though. I don't know.
Well, now, on the other hand, I would.
Yeah.
Mostly because of Anne Margaret.
Oh, absolutely.
I've had a crush on Anne Margaret since I was about 15 years old.
That was before her accident, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, before she fell off the stage. Right?
Yeah.
She was a very young girl.
Yeah.
When she did Bye Bye Birdie, and of course Paul Lynde, who is from Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Was he from Mount Vernon?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's
yeah.
so funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Was
of course,
so funny.
What's the matter with kids today? You know. Paul Lynde, one of my favorite all-time comedic actors. Again, from Mount Vernon, who is, by the way, if you go to Mount Vernon, go to the local cemetery, you can look up he's buried there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He's buried in Mount Vernon. So Mount Vernon, proud son of Mount Vernon. But basically, anything with Anne Margaret in, I'm going to sit down and watch.
Yeah, just because she's well worth
just because of her. And, you know... A few years ago, not musicals, but a few years ago, she did the two movie series, Grumpy and Grumpier Old Men.
Oh, yes, I love that.
Did you see both of those movies?
Yes, I did, yeah.
And, of course, she was in those movies. She was in the first one, mostly, and then Sophia Loren was in the second one.
That's right.
And Margaret was in the first one, along with, help me out, Walter Matthau and...
I can see his face.
Not Tony Curtis.
No.
But anyway,
we'll remember later.
The reason I'm watching this is because of Anne Margaret. I mean,
of course,
even at 70 years old,
she looks
still beautiful woman.
Yeah,
gorgeous woman, and married to Roger Moore for over 50 years.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
did you ever see the show Picnic?
Oh yes,
I loved Picnic.
Oh yeah,
that would
absolutely.
Probably be my second. That popped into my head, and I wanted to get that off.
Yeah,
that probably is my second.
Audrey Hepburn
was it? Audrey?
I think she was in Picnic. Yeah, I think she was in Picnic. And William Holden, I think maybe.
All right. Well, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phone.
Do I have a?
Hi, you're on the air.
I was going to tell you who was in Grumpy Old Men, Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon, yeah.
Oh, Jack Lemmon, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Now we're looking for headphones, and we're going to have to hang on just a second, Terry. There, you should hear him on there. Okay. We've changed the configuration, Terry, of the studio, so he doesn't have headphones, and I don't know where headphones are, but we have speakers, and I hope they're on now. So, go ahead, ask again. Or tell us again.
It was Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon, right.
Grumpier Old Men.
I couldn't remember. Yeah. I'm trying to get away from the feedback.
Yeah.
We're getting feedback.
There's so much to remember. How could any one individual remember unless you have Leonard Maltin's Book of Films?
Oh, Leonard Maltin's Book of Films. Do you have that?
No, I don't. Okay. All I have is my bad memory.
Well, write it down.
Are you a big aficionado of films? Do you love films?
Film, yeah.
Yeah.
Musicals, not so much.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of...
What does anybody think about the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You know, it was okay. I wouldn't put it in my list of top 50 personally. I liked the actors, actresses that were in it, obviously. She was, I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but she was a good-looking gal back in the day.
I liked The Plant.
Oh, yeah, well, and of course.
Venus Flytrap or something like that.
I did like the music. Yeah. I'm a Meatloaf fan, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Plant. What?
There's that big carnivorous plant.
You're
that's
thinking
in the
of Little Shop of
Horrors. Oh, that's Little Shop
of
Horrors.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you were throwing me with that one, but that's Little Shop of Horrors.
I'm sorry.
The fun thing with Rocky Horror was it was just kind of like, maybe anti-musical, but at the same thing, poking fun at all the sci-fi films and stuff like that. So.
Well, and of course, it's extremely popular on college campuses even still today. When they show it on college campuses, the kids dress up in the characters and they sing along with the music. And so I don't ever remember that.
It was actually released in theaters. They would have so many midnight showings, and it was hard to actually get to see the movie without all of these kids mimicking what was on the screen.
Right. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
It was a strange
phenomenon. Yeah.
Cool.
But you know, another one that I saw when you were in school patrol, you would get tickets to go to movies all the time. And one that I remember was Camelot.
Yeah. Another good musical. I don't think I listed that one in my list, but yeah, another very good musical.
Reality, and they're singing in reality and stuff. When you know, chaos and mayhem sometimes going on. So
a lot of bloodletting.
Some are good. One that's kind of a musical with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson, A Star Is Born.
Oh, A Star Is Born.
Right. Yeah.
That
no, I haven't seen
some
that.
Incredible songs, and then Streisand's voice is just phenomenal.
Yeah, what can you say about her voice?
And then Paul Mazursky in it. How can you not like something with Paul Mazursky in? So he played the agent for the Kris Kristofferson character.
I didn't see the movie, so I'm blind.
Right, yeah. And actually, that movie was a remake from the original that was made, I think, in the 30s.
I see his face. Can't remember his
name. Yeah, me too.
Uh-oh, you're getting older there, Terry.
well.
It happens.
He played Captain Nemo in Thousand Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah, I can see his face, too, now that you said that.
No, and if you've ever seen Moon Over Parador?
I have not.
No, I haven't seen that.
That's hilarious. Paul Mazursky, just unreal. He was one of the co-creators with the Monkees.
Really?
Yeah.
I was in radio when the Monkees came out, and that was quite a... now, you mean the movie, the TV show, the Monkees, or the Monkees in general?
Yeah, the band, the TV show, and stuff. Paul Mazursky was part of that.
He was a character actor, right? Mainly? He was never a lead, was he?
He did both.
Oh, did he?
Write, produce, direct, and all of that stuff.
Huh.
But when you get a chance, take a look at Moon Over Parador. It's got Raul Julia in it, Richard Dreyfuss, and Sonia Braga is in it. And but what's really good is if you can see the movie with A Star Is Born with Streisand and Kristofferson. If you knew the kind of characters, and there's some other movies, and if you go to the Internet Movie Database, you can find, look up Paul Mazursky. He's just a funny guy.
Yeah, I'm familiar with his work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyways,
okay.
Keep the music going.
Okay, we'll try.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Terry. Bye-bye. All right. I was completely off on that, wasn't I? I forgot. I always mix those two movies. The one with the Venus Flytrap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Little Shop of Horrors, yeah. I never cared for that movie much. It's a little bit too off the wall for me.
It is off the wall, yeah. Way off the wall.
All right. So, anyway, talking about Anne Margaret. I'll turn this thing back down.
Okay. Yeah, we have a monitor here that sometimes gives us a little feedback.
Talking about Anne Margaret, Anne Margaret made several movies with Elvis Presley. And, of course, Elvis Presley did a lot of movies. He made over 30 movies, which a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah, I knew.
And the majority of them were music. Well, I wouldn't classify them as a straight musical.
He would break into song.
He would break into song, yeah. Right, yeah, in these movies. And, of course, my favorite was Viva Las Vegas. Again,
if you've seen
Viva Las Vegas and the opening of Viva Las Vegas, when Anne Margaret is dancing, if that doesn't start your heart, buddy, you're dead. Well, I'm telling you.
Along with Jane Fonda and Anne
Barbarella.
I would go see those movies over and over again.
You know, I had a real good friend just passed away about a month ago, Don Wilson. I think I've talked about him before. Don, God bless him, he could not stand Jane Fonda.
Well, there are a lot of my former Vietnam-era vets.
Well, and he was, of course, a World War II vet, but because of her comments and the thing, the stand she took during Vietnam.
Yeah.
And I think that indelibly stuck with her entire career.
Oh, I'm sure
think,
it did.
And I think it had an effect on her career too, as far as some of the
parts
she's
still
that she
quite.
Oh, she's still quite outspoken.
Outspoken.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. But I think, and she had a good body of work. A lot of her films were good films. The one she did with her father on Golden Pond. I think that was a classic.
Yeah.
I think she should be credited for the work that she did. However. I think she should also be remembered for the type of criticism that she exposed during Vietnam era.
She's taken responsibility.
She has, she has, and I think.
And I don't think she's remorseful about.
Well, doesn't seem to me like she is. Although
I think she thought she was doing the right thing at the right
at
time.
At the time, probably.
And there were a lot of us who who thought she was doing the right thing at the right time too. But we knew she was going to get in trouble.
Oh, absolutely.
And she probably should have chosen her words a little bit better.
Well, especially someone in her position.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on. How about South Pacific?
I like South Pacific. Yeah. I love the music in it.
Yeah.
I thought watching it on the big screen was much better than watching it on a little television.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think that's true in just about any movie production that you watch. If you can see it on the big screen rather than on a TV screen.
Especially musicals.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It seems like the characters are they come to life more.
Yeah.
It's more meaningful to you. To
I
watch
think you
it on
get
the big
more
screen.
Involved.
Well, and I think that's a problem that exists for a lot of younger people because they've never gotten the experience of attending some of these things, especially some of the older movies, to be seen on the big screen. I think they've missed that great experience.
I think they have.
I agree with you. Yeah. How the West Was Won, which wasn't necessarily a musical but had music in it.
I love that music.
Was an absolute fantastic movie to see on the big screen.
Yeah.
And
yes.
The first time I saw it, it was the three screens.
Yes, I remember that.
With surround sound.
Yeah, surround sound.
An absolutely fabulous movie, even though it's
it
not a musical.
It would shake your innards.
It did. And it had some singing in it because of Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah.
And it had some music in it, but that was a great movie,
what
but
was
not
the,
classified
the
as a musical.
The lead guy's name, actor.
Well, Jimmy Stewart was one of the leads in it.
The other one.
Robert
sang,
Preston was in
sang
it.
Sang the song that was so famous from that show. I can't remember.
Was it Robert Preston? He
it
was.
Might have been.
He was in it.
Yeah.
He
and he had a good.
He
voice.
Was the one that kept trying to marry Debbie Reynolds all the time.
I think he was the one that sang.
Yeah.
But anyway,
but, another great movie. Anyway, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Another
I didn't
one of
see
my
that.
My one of the, one of my favorites. A lot of dancing as well as just music in it.
You know, one thing when you're watching a musical, you have to suspend your mental thing.
You do.
And say, they weren't dancing out on the Western Front.
No, no, but
yeah.
But movies like Seven Brides, Seven Brothers, Oklahoma, those types of movies, obviously the guys didn't jump off their horse and start dancing around.
Yeah, there weren't a whole lot of gangsters
but
in New York.
You have to put your mindset in what you're watching.
Yes, you do.
Know, so. Singing in the Rain. Singing in the Rain.
I love
One of my favorites. Yeah, one of my favorites.
All right, we're going to go back to the phone as we have somebody calling in. Hi, you're on the air.
Did you know that Goldie Hawn was in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
You did? Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, her moves there were much different than Laugh-In.
Well, yeah. She acted like a dumb blonde on Laugh-In.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I liked her wardrobe on Laugh-In.
Yeah,
it was always a little skimpy. Yeah.
But...
Oh, did we lose him?
He's gone. He said bye.
All right.
Yeah, so, yeah, Singing in the Rain, great, great movie. Of course, anything with Gene Kelly in it is going to be good. Not only a good singer, but a pretty good dancer, you know.
Now, my wife and I have watched Singing in the Rain probably 5 or 6 times, and I don't watch movies over and over again. But my wife was a dancer, as I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
She went to college to dance, and... She just loves that show because of the dancing.
Several years ago, this has been several years ago because my son's going to be 44 or 45 this year. He was going with a gal that was going to school at High Northern, and she was in a production of Singing in the Rain there at ADA at Ohio Northern, and so we went to see the college production of that. But that's the only time I saw it on stage. The other time has been the movie with Gene Kelly.
Yeah, that's what it, way but, I've seen it. I've never seen
great
it
movie.
Stage.
Carousel?
I have seen Carousel. I'm kind of wishy-washy on that.
Yeah.
I like
it's not
some
one of my
of
favorites,
music.
But I thought it was worth mentioning because it is very popular. Guys and Dolls.
Oh, Guys,
now, Guys
and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls is a good one. I like the music in Guys and Dolls.
I think I have been in Guys and Dolls, but I don't remember what I was. I think I must have been a chorus.
One of the gangsters, probably.
Yeah.
White Christmas with Bing and Danny Kaye, Vera Lynn, Rosie Clooney.
That's a great movie.
Isn't that a great movie? Yeah, of course, everyone knows White Christmas because they show it over and over and over again at Christmas time every year.
What it preceded another film that is basically the same plot. I
can't remember,
and like a
Holiday
film.
Inn.
Holiday Inn. Yeah.
Right. In fact, Holiday Inn was where the premiere of White Christmas actually came out.
Oh, okay.
It was sung in Holiday Inn before it was sung in White Christmas.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Irving Berlin wrote that for Holiday Inn. And Holiday Inn was
for
another...
the industry Holiday Inn?
No, he wrote it for the movie, Holiday
Inn.
Yeah,
okay.
And Holiday Inn, of course, had Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire in it. And the whole premise behind Holiday Inn, for those people that haven't seen it, Bing Crosby was a Broadway performer, and he got tired of Broadway performing, so he bought an inn up in New York or Connecticut or one of those places.
Struggling.
And so he decided to open the inn only, 10 days a year when each holiday came up, New Year's, Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, all those. And they would do a performance for each one of those particular holidays, and the place would fill up.
He brought his former...
partner.
The actors in those performances were Broadway performers.
Right, absolutely. And so that was the whole premise behind the movie. So.
Yeah.
But in Holiday Inn, that's where White Christmas made its debut, the song White Christmas. But then the movie White Christmas came along with, like I said, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Vera Lynn, Rosie Clooney. And thinking back...
George's mother, right?
Yes. No.
His
George's father and Rosie were brother sister.
Okay.
Of course, from Kentucky, just across the river in Ohio.
Right.
So a lot of connection with Ohio and Cincinnati area. But looking back and watching that movie, Rosie Clooney was a gorgeous woman
in
those days.
She was indeed.
And when you see her, in fact, I just saw her on a rerun of ER the other day that was on in the morning. Of course, she'd gained about 200 pounds, but her voice was still good.
Yeah.
Her voice was still good.
Well, she still looked nice, even though she got heavy.
She did, and she performed right up to the end, really. I mean, she was one of those people. Yeah, that's the thing about these older actresses and actors. They performed basically up to the end. Clint Eastwood, at 91 years old, has got a new movie coming out.
I saw that.
91 years old. He starred and directed the movie. Huh. It's amazing. Guy's amazing.
And he's acting like he's old in the movie.
Yeah, right. Acting like he's old. And I've he's already 91 years old.
Yeah, he's kind of throwing in an old man voice over his old man voice. Yeah.
I think the last one that he made that I saw was The Mule. Did you happen to see
The
Mule?
No, I did not see The Mule.
Where he was an old guy. I think he actually, when he made the movie, he was 88. Uh-huh. And he was playing an old man. And he got roped into delivering dope across the Mexican line. It was more of a drama than anything, but a very good movie. Okay, West Side Story, we've talked a lot about that. I had that down my list. A lot of people may not know this movie. Not a true musical, but it did have some music in it. Not singing and anything like that, but the background music. So I just threw it in here because I like the plot.
Okay.
How Green Was My Valley with...
I remember
Maureen,
the movie. Yeah.
With Maureen O'Hara.
I didn't remember it as a musical, but yes.
Well, it really isn't, but like I said, I like the overture and the background music that was in the movie. So that's
then you have to like Star Wars if you like the overture.
Well, who could not like John Williams?
Yeah. Jeez.
Period, you know?
All right, we've got another phone call. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, since you were mentioning Clint Eastwood... Fred, did you mention Paint Your Wagon?
Wasn't on my list.
Hang on.
It was.
Wasn't on my list, but he was in Paint Your Wagon.
Which is interesting because Lee Marvin and Eastwood, they, as far as I know, had never been in musicals
before. No, they
hadn't.
Before. No.
And, I think it had a hell of a climactic finish on the whole thing. But
I think
interesting musical.
Eastwood carried the tune really well, I thought. You know, he may not have had a great voice, but he carried the tune.
Yeah.
In tune.
It was respectful.
Yeah.
All right. It wasn't one of my favorites. I didn't write it down, but yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in, Terry. Bye-bye. All right. Let's continue on.
Okay, well, let's see. This one's not really probably known all that well, but it did star Bing Crosby, and it did have some music in it. I don't know whether you would classify it as an all-out music, but he did sing some in it. Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court.
Yes.
Do you remember
it? Yes,
that
I do
movie?
Remember the movie.
And if I remember right, it also starred Danny Kaye.
Oh, yes, it did.
I think Danny Kaye was his cohort in the movie, So,
Would you call The Boyfriend a musical?
Maybe.
Kind of. I was in The Boyfriend.
Again, not a typical all-out musical,
but there were
like
songs,
a Music Man. But there were songs.
I was Charlie Brown in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And that was kind of like
that.
That's
like a musical, right? Exactly.
Like
Well, those were the main ones that I think I wanted to mention. I bought this five movie pack of classic musicals. Now, I can't say that I've seen all of them. I've watched some of them, and I'm just going to run down this list and see if it clicks with you on any of them.
Those must be DVDs.
They are
DVDs. Thing. Okay.
Right, they are DVDs. And I just bought this a few years ago, again, because I like musicals, period.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them on here. They clicked in my memory. I know I've seen them, but I don't remember a whole lot about them. They've got on the back of the box here, it's got the movie and who the star was in the movie.
Okay.
So we can at least
we'll
mention
take
that.
A walk down memory lane here.
Okay, and they're just in an alphabetical order. That's the only order. And so first one off is All American Co-Ed starring Johnny Downs.
Never heard of it.
The Big Show.
Yeah, I've
with
heard
Gene
it.
Autry.
Yeah.
Now that one I have seen.
I haven't seen.
If I remember, that was black and white. A lot
I
of
did,
these were
did
black
Did you
and
like
white.
Gene Autry's voice?
Well,
I didn't like his voice.
If it comes down to who the best singing cowboy was, I always have to vote for Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers, absolutely.
Because I grew up with Roy Rogers, and Roy Rogers was from near my hometown, or grew up near my hometown, and was friends of my dad growing up.
Oh yeah,
they raised hogs together.
That's
but
right. You told us about
the
that.
Only. The only thing with Gene Autry,
his voice
really wasn't what I call a professional singing voice.
His voice was kind of nasal.
It was
a little harsh.
But you know,
he did
the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, is what he's popular for. So I guess everyone's got a little bit of a connection because of that. But The Big Show, Again, I did see that movie.
Okay.
Black Tights, which I didn't see, but had starred Sid Charisse, who became a very famous dancer.
That must have been back in the 40s then.
It probably was, maybe even in the 30s. But wasn't she a partner of Fred Astaire for a while, Sid Charisse?
I think you're right.
She was one of his partners. Excuse me.
That's all right.
This is totally unknown to me. Breakfast in Hollywood with Bonita Granville. Don't even know the name.
Breakfast in Tiffany's, I remember.
Breakfast in Hollywood. Another one that I don't know, Calendar Girl, but with Jane Frazee.
No.
Never heard of that one. Yeah. Never saw the movie, but I knew, though, the character, or the actress, Career Girl, starring Frances Langford.
Huh.
Now, Frances Langford,
I know the name.
She was an actor, comedian, and also a singer, and she and Donna Meachie did a radio act and also put out an LP album of the Battling Bickersons. Hmm. You ever hear of the Battling Bickersons?
Can't say
they were very popular on the radio in the late 40s and early 50s.
Okay.
And I have a couple of the albums that they put out that were recordings from those radio shows, and it is hilarious.
Okay.
I think Scott has talked about the Battling Bickersons before.
Scott knows a lot of this stuff. Yeah. I don't know how he does it, but he
Check and Double Check with Duke Ellington. Of course, I don't know the movie, but Duke Ellington, very famous band director, band leader back in the 30s and 40s.
He did a lot of movies.
He did a lot. Take the A-Train, one of his more famous musical pieces. The Dancing Pirate, starring Frank Morgan. Don't know the movie. You do know who Frank Morgan was.
Well, Frank Morgan used to be my assistant at OU, but that's
Morgan. This Frank Morgan was Oz in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, Oz, back then, was he an old guy when he played Oz? Do you know?
Well, probably. He was probably 50? In his early 50s, which would have been an old guy
but made him look
back in 1939 really old, when that movie was made. Yeah, right.
Great Absolutely. Movie. Yep. I love that.
Again, don't know the movie, know the actress. Delightfully Dangerous with Jane Powell.
Okay.
Jane Powell, very famous actress back in the 30s and 40s. I think she was a sister of Dick Powell.
Oh.
Dixie Anna with B.B. Daniels. Don't know either one.
No.
Dollface, I've heard of the musical, never seen it, but it starred Perry Como. And, of course, Perry Como was a very famous singer back in the 50s and 60s. He used to have a weekly TV show on.
TV show, yeah.
Back in the 60s and early 70s, was from Pennsylvania and started out life as a barber.
Did he?
He was a barber and became a very famous singer.
Yeah, he was. He had one of those crooner voices.
Yes, he did. He kind of like a Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra type voice. Yeah. Don't know the movie, know the actress. The Duke is Tops with Lena Horne. Very famous Lena Horne. Yeah, very good looking gal. Still around. I think she's still doing
of that movie.
I think she's still doing some work on Broadway.
Huh. I'll be darned.
And she's in her 80s.
Yeah.
The Fabulous Dorseys, I've seen it, starring the Dorsey Brothers, another big band, famous band.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey, they parted ways at one point, and each had their own band. Don't know the movie, don't know the actress. Fiesta, starring Ann Ayers.
Nope.
Don't know either one of them.
No.
Glorifying the American Girl, do not know the movie. Eddie Cantor, though, was the star.
My.
So we all know who Eddie Cantor
that
was.
That must have been back in the 30s.
Yep. He was, of course, very, very famous back in the – actually did silent movies before he broke into talkies.
Known for his rolling of his eyes.
Yes, rolling of his eyes and blackface.
Yes, he did blackface.
Right. The Great Gabo, don't know it. Don't know the person, Eric von Stroheim. I've heard of him, but I don't really know him. Don't know either one of these. Well, I shouldn't say I don't know the actor. I do know the actor, but I never saw the musical High Diddle Diddle with Adolf Menju.
Oh, yeah.
Heard
I remember Adolf Menju. Yeah, I remember him on radio for some reason.
Oh, yeah, right. He was
Arthur
on radio.
Arthur Godfrey brought
him
on.
Right, he was on the Arthur Godfrey show.
Yeah. I mean,
that's really digging back.
Yeah.
Heidi Ho with Cab Calloway.
Yeah, I remember.
I've seen the movie.
Yeah, I think I've seen the movie, too.
Yep. Yeah. Jack and the Beanstalk, starring Abbott Costello. I've never seen the movie, but of course, Abbott Costello, very popular.
That was a musical?
That was a musical, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Holy crap.
I'm sure it was really a slapstick.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, too. A little overdone, most likely.
Don't know this movie, but very well-known actor, Killer Diller with Nat King Cole.
Oh, I sat down when my father took us out to the Seattle World's Fair I don't remember. I was 14, 15, something like that. I sat down on a park bench to look up at the Seattle Needle, Space Needle, and I looked to my right, and there was Nat King Cole.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and we sat there, and I didn't say a word. I didn't want to embarrass myself or him.
Oh, my word. I would have struck up a conversation.
Well, I'm sure I kept looking at him because I knew who he was.
How old a guy were you?
I was 14, I guess, like that.
I would have chalked his leg off.
I probably should have, but I didn't. And as I got up, I said...
Was he alone?
Yes. I said, Mr. Cole, it's nice seeing you. And he kind of nodded. And that's it.
Oh my word! I would have had to have said, I would have had to have talked to him.
That point on, I loved listening to his music, and I think he died pretty early in life.
He did. I think cancer got him.
Yeah.
Let's go collegiate with Gale Storm. I don't know the movie, but Gale Storm played My Little Margie.
Oh, I love that
TV show. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Love that. I should have mentioned that when we were talking about TV shows.
Yeah.
My Little Margie. That was my, she was so cute.
That was a good little show.
It was a good comedy.
It every week.
Yeah. It was in the same area that, Dobie Gillis was on, you know, about that same time frame.
A little bit better plot.
Yeah, better plot. Yeah, much better plot. But I think the same time frame.
Yeah.
Mr. Imperium. Don't know the movie, but Lana Turner starred in it. Another big name back in the day.
A musical.
Yep.
Lana Turner.
Palooka. I think I've actually seen this, and it starred Jimmy Durante.
Okay.
Now, Jimmy Durante was very popular when we were kids.
I played warm-up for our folk trio played a warm-up act for Jimmy Durante.
Really? So you had a chance to meet him?
Yeah, I did. And I told him, I said, Mr. Durante, my grandfather just loves you.
Oh.
And he looked at me and said, oh, thanks.
A big nose.
Oh, yeah.
And good night, Mrs. Callahan, wherever you are.
Calabash.
Yeah. Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Paradise in Harlem. I don't know the movie. I don't know the actress. Mamie Smith. Don't know either one of them. People Are Funny. Don't know the movie, but Jack Haley. Remember the name Jack Haley?
Yeah, I remember the name Jack
Haley. Also in Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was he
I think he was the Scarecrow,
yeah,
yes.
Uh-huh. You're right.
Yeah. Pied Piper of Hamelin. Don't remember the movie, but Van Johnson, who was very popular back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, handsome man.
Private Buckaroo, which I've actually seen. The Andrews Sisters were the star in that musical. And, of course, they were extremely popular.
Oh.
And I just saw the Ritz Theater put out their schedule for the next theater year, which encompasses 21 and early 22. And they're going to have a group that recreate the Andrews Sisters at their theater, which I hope to go see.
If I ever hear Bugle Boy,
yeah.
If I ever hear that, I will stop whatever I'm doing
and listen to it.
I love that.
Yep. Yeah. I have that recording.
The blend that they get in that is just phenomenal.
Yeah, they were absolutely fantastic. Yeah. They were absolutely fantastic.
Well, it's
and True Sisters.
They were. That's what I was going to say. If you ever hear True family members singing together, the blend is usually much better than individuals.
Well, look at the Lennon Sisters from Les Welk.
Yeah,
how well they blended together.
Yeah. Didn't like the show, but I loved the Lennon Sisters.
Yep. Let's see here.
My mother and father-in-law watched the Till They Passed Away.
Oh, I still watch it every Saturday night. Yeah. I'm a Lawrence Welk devotee.
Okay.
Oh, here's another Nat King Cole. Rhythm and Blues Review. Never seen the movie.
Don't remember the movie.
Rhythm in the Clouds. Don't know the movie. Don't know the actress, Patricia Ellis.
Huh.
Another Adolph Menjou Roadshow, which I have not seen. I think I've seen this one, The Road to Hollywood with Bing Crosby.
Oh, I'm sure I've seen
it. Of course, anything with Bing Crosby I've probably seen.
Yeah, me too.
Another Duke Ellington Rock and Roll Review. Actually seen this one, Rock, Rock, Rock with Chuck Berry, who just recently passed away, I think maybe in the last year.
That was Rock, Rock, Rock. I think I might have seen that.
Yeah, it sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've seen that one. Royal Wedding I've seen with Fred Astaire. In fact, I think that was just on TCM not long ago.
Huh.
Sitting on the Moon, don't know it. Grace Bradley, never heard of her. This is a name from the past. I haven't seen the movie, but it's called Soundies Festival, but Ethel Waters. Remember Ethel Waters?
Yes, I do.
Black Lady?
Yeah.
She was really good. Another Lena Horne. Soundless Cavalcade, Stage Door Canteen, which I've seen.
Do you know if Ethel Waters was Muddy Waters' mother?
Could have been.
I once sat with, well, more than once, I was playing Bridgeview Theater in New York, in Valparaiso, Indiana, and Muddy was did an annual show there, and we had several beers together nights, yeah.
Well, pretty quick, we're going to cover all the characters here in The Wizard of Oz, because the one I got now is a musical called Sonny with Ray Bolger.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Bolger was the Tin Man.
Yeah. Yeah. You covered it.
Swing Hostess with Martha Tilton. She was a really great big band singer. She sang with a couple of the big bands. Here's the last character in The Wizard of Oz. Excuse me.
Toto? Till
the Clouds Roll By, starring Judy Garland.
Oh.
Okay. And, of course, Judy was the main character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up in the Air. Don't know the movie. Don't know the. Artist Frankie Darrow, don't know that one. And finally, Wild Guitar, don't know the movie, and don't know the star, Arch Hall.
That's an interesting group of 50.
It is, it is. And do you have a DVD player?
I do have
someday
a DVD.
Someday I'll loan this to you.
Okay, all right.
And you can kind of take a review of them. But
my wife would like to see some of those. She loves the dancing stuff.
Well, and what I'm remembering, and of course, look what's on the front of it. A pair of dancing shoes. Yeah. So I'm sure a lot of these have a lot of dancing in them.
Yeah.
And again, I have not watched them all, but I have selected a few and watched some of them.
Have you ever seen 32nd Street?
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting semi-musical.
Yeah.
A lot of musical dancing.
Oh, yeah. Well, anything with Buzzy Berkeley.
Yeah, Buzzy Berkeley.
Which I think was 32nd Street.
Yeah.
Anything would have had a lot of dancing in it and a lot of music in it both, yeah.
Well, we're down to our last 2 minutes.
Okay, well.
Got anything you got to get over?
I do. I was going to mention this earlier, and I forgot.
Okay.
But I did want to mention the Mohawk Historical Society.
Okay.
We are currently closed. We had planned to open the museum about 2 months ago, because our new building was finished, which we now have three buildings that connect, and our last building that we built, the front of it resembles an old livery stable.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Ties in. But we had planned to open in June, and then when this new strain of the virus came out, the board of directors decided not to reopen at this time. So we are currently closed, but when we reopen, I will most certainly make sure I make an announcement here on WWGH about that.
Okay.
But just real quickly, the Mohawk Historical Society encompasses the Mohawk School District, which actually takes in parts of three counties, Seneca, Wyandotte, and Crawford. And we have a wonderful museum located in Sycamore. We do a great newsletter, and for $10 a year, you can belong to the Mohawk Historical Society and get these six newsletters, which encompass a lot of articles from newspapers in the area over the last 200 years. No, I participate once in a while. I'll put articles in, but most of it are clippings out of newspapers that go back 200 years.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting newsletter, yeah. All right, well, this has been a great day, but we're down to our last 15 seconds, so I'm going to have to say goodbye to you, Fred, until next month.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and hey, everybody, come on back and listen to Swap Shop in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interest and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries, and Donald Trump does not have the right temperament, the knowledge, or the capability of being president of the United States. I think I'm just stunned, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
to WCMH Channel 4 anchor Colleen Marshall.
That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career. Why do you think he walked away even before the question was finished?
You know, I can't